Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. And check this out, BlackRock now officially holds over 70,000 Bitcoin. That's right, their spot Bitcoin ETF hit $3 billion worth of assets and is now in the top 10% of all ETFs by assets. And this only took them 3 weeks. Also in today's show, breaking news, Argentina will eliminate taxes on Bitcoin and crypto assets. Javier Milei. Let's go. We'll also be discussing $60,000 Bitcoin price incoming. If this happens, according to crypto analysts, I'll be breaking down this scenario. We'll also be discussing, is $150,000 Bitcoin feasible for this halving? I'll be sharing everything you need to know for this Bitcoin halving taking place now in roughly 70 days. We'll also be discussing, is Bitcoin going to hit 2.3 million per coin? Well, ARK Invest is now advising their clients to allocate 19.4% into Bitcoin, which is pretty amazing. We'll also be discussing the latest with the former BitMEX CEO. He says Bitcoin to explode by over 2,200% to $1 million per coin. I'll be explaining why along with the timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. But anyways, today is pod episode number 1539. I'm your host, JV, and today is February 2nd, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch. We got Bitcoin pumping back in the green. That's right, the entire crypto market is climbing. We got Bitcoin trading above 43,200. Let's see if we can recapture 44,000 today, including going into a weekend pump as the weekend is amongst us. We also have Solana now trading back above $100, up 5% for the day, along with Cardano and AVAX amongst the top gainers, along with IMX. And zooming out on the monthly to get a broader perspective, you can see Bitcoin still in the green along with the majority of the alts. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 1.66 trillion market cap with 49 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 51.2%, with the Ether dominance at 16.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Pyth leading the pack again, up 20%, trading just under 52 cents, followed by Immutable, up 15%, trading at $2.25, followed by Pendle, up 15%, trading at $2.93. Now, which altcoins, if any, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Let JV know in the live chat so I can read those comments out loud here in a bit. And checking out crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective. You can see the markets are pumping once again. Past couple of days, we were in the blood red. Majority of the alts bleeding, but today we're back in the green. Virtually everything pumping. Some of the top gainers, Pyth, Link, ICP, Pendle, IMX, Rose, Ron, AVAX, etc. And zooming out on the monthly, I'd still say the bears are winning. I'd say 65% to 70 of them in the red, while we do have a handful, however, in the green with pretty substantial gains. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, today we're at 63 greed, same as yesterday. Last week was a 49 neutral, and last month a 70 in greed. And talking about the Bitcoin halving, we're only 75 days away. That's 2.5 months until the biggest event that only occurs every 4 years. And I think it's roughly, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe 210,000 blocks or something of that nature. The estimated halving date is set to take place April 18th of this year. Again, only 2.5 months out. If you're pretty ecstatic for that Bitcoin halving, holla at your boy. But anyways, let's dive into our astrology for men, aka technical analysis for the day. The headline reads, Bitcoin approaches 150 days in the 5,000 Bitcoin price trading range. Bitcoin has already seen 2-year highs already this year. I think the current is 49,000 along with lows of 38.5. That's like a 10,000 gap. Wow. Now, Bitcoin has settled within a trading range just 5,000 wide, taking close levels into account. Bitcoin has adhered to the range rigidly for almost 150 days as of February 2nd today. And quoting Van Stratton, digging deeper, the price analysis in 5,000 increments reveals a pattern. Here you go. Bitcoin has been trading within the price range of 40,000 to 45,000 for 146 days. This duration has recently overtaken its previous stint in the 35 to 39,999 range, which spanned approximately 138 days. And while arguably frustrating for the bulls and the bears alike.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Such price action is, in fact, nothing out of the ordinary. Analyzing the time Bitcoin has spent in various 10,000 price buckets shows that such rainbound stints can last considerably longer. And when assessing price increments from 10,000 and upwards until 50,000, it becomes apparent that Bitcoin typically trades within these ranges for a period of 100 to 250 days. Thus concluding, current sideways price action aligns with Bitcoin's historical trading patterns and can be considered characteristic behavior, not an anomaly. And then it shows you the price ranges with how many days spent in each. Now, frustration with lack of sustained upside following the launch of the Bitcoin ETFs has led market commentators to soften their Bitcoin price expectations. With the block subsidy halving event just 2.5 months away, we now have some updates from crypto analyst Cobra Crypto, who shared, here's the roadmap. March to May, Bitcoin has a slight uptick from halving. FOMO. Let's go. Then from May to September, Bitcoin chills out. September to October, Bitcoin starts its incline. November to January, alt season. And February to April, Bitcoin blow off top. Now until forever, any random alt can go. 10x, good luck. And it can also get rugged and you can lose 99.99% of its value. So keep that in mind as well. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, my theory on Bitcoin remains the same. I'm still expecting range-bound trend between 38 to 48,000, as I've been mentioning for 2 months. Probably a correction in the short term, after which a slight pre-halving rally to 48,000 seems likely. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And quoting Tor Demeester, indeed, the top two Bitcoin ETFs are enabling the buying of 9,000 Bitcoin per day, which is 10x more than the total mining supplies per day. And in 3 months after the halving, it'll be a 20x more. The ETFs are a huge deal. And this was referring to Samson Mao's tweet, which I believe is worthy of reading, which he shared. Let me date it for you. This was on January 29th, so roughly 4 days ago. He wrote, the most important thing with the Bitcoin ETFs that most people seem to miss is the rate of accumulation. The last few MicroStrategy mega stacks over 10,000 BTC were at 14,600 and 16,100. iBit, which is ultimately BlackRock's average stack, is 200 million per day, which is 4,700 Bitcoin. And FBTC's average stack is 175 million per day, 4,200 Bitcoin. So for every 2 days, just two of the nine new ETFs are hoovering in up what MicroStrategy does in a good month. But more importantly, the iBit FBTC intake is 9,000 Bitcoin a day. Mining only supplies 900 per day. So demand from two ETFs alone is 10x the Bitcoin supply. Supply is going to get cut in half in less than 3 months, which means this demand will be 20x the supply. Can you say incoming supply shock, family? And this demand is just two of the ETFs. Don't forget MicroStrategy. Don't forget Tether. And many more corporations are also accumulating, along with nation states, high net worth individuals, the plebs. So plan accordingly. And he also points out, these are the Bitcoin macro indicators I am looking at. ETF inflows, hash rate, Fennec whale accumulation, 200 WMA trend, Tether, USDT, assets under management, government interest payments on debt, debt GDP ratios, nation state Bitcoin adoption, real inflation, as well as the M3 money supply. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Now, this is really mind-boggling if you really think about this. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, now holds 70,005 Bitcoin. That's right, 70,005 Bitcoin. And the scary part, it only took them 3 weeks, roughly 21 days, to accumulate one of the largest stashes of Bitcoin. Check it out. BlackRock spot Bitcoin ETF hit $3 billion worth of assets under management and is now in the top 10% of all ETFs by assets. You know, Coinbase is loving that. Coinbase is the custodian. And again, it only took them 3 weeks. So could you imagine by the end of this year, how much of the Bitcoin supply will BlackRock have in their possession? Let me know. And for a little comparison, MicroStrategy, the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on the balance sheet, they currently control roughly 0.9% of the circulating Bitcoin supply. Their short-term goal is to control 1%. They're almost there. They're on the cusp right now. The long-term goal is to control 5% of the circulating supply. So when you have these juggernauts out there, all racing, game theory in full effect, you got the MicroStrategies, you got the BlackRocks, you got all the Fidelities, you got all the other asset managers. Now you have high net worth individuals, you have sovereign wealth funds, you have nation state adoption. It's about to get lit. In the same time, we have a halving, family. Are you starting to put two and two together? Can you read between the lines? Are you starting to recognize what's about to happen? Let me know. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with Argentina. This headline reads, Argentina will eliminate taxes on crypto assets. If you'd love to see taxes on crypto assets eliminated, let me know. The new Argentine government, led by President Javier Milei, known for his ultra-liberal and pro-Bitcoin positions, presents an ambitious bill to parliament called the Foundations and Starting Points Law for the Freedom of Argentinians. Carried by the Interior Minister, Mr. Francis, this bill aims to relax Argentine taxation in several areas. However, it excludes any mention of cryptocurrencies, interesting, thus preventing their tax declaration. Until now, digital asset holders indeed could declare their holdings and pay a fixed advantageous tax, 0% under 100,000 and 15% above. Interesting. This celebrated advantage disappeared, sparking controversy. Some criticize an unjustified tax treatment contrary to Malay's displayed support for crypto. Minister Francis cites political disagreement on the specific point. So in the strong political signal for the future of crypto, if the project is approved, owning cryptos will remain untaxed in Argentina. Accountant Marcos informed us, only capital gains made from selling will be taxed below a certain threshold, quoting him here. In the case of an individual, for the simple act of buying what the law calls digital currency, no tax is paid. What is taxed on profits is the profit made from the sale, and there is also a minimum below which no tax is to be paid. So ultimately saying you're paying taxes on realized gains. If it's an unrealized gain, it's not a taxable event, hence purchasing cryptocurrency. On the other hand, cross-border crypto transfers will remain taxed at 5 to 15%, an incentive measure to encourage the inflow of foreign capital, according to the experts. Despite the major change, the government continues to actively support the sector. The project even allows for the declaration of cryptos without proof of origin. And Diana Mondino, Minister of Foreign Affairs, also reaffirmed on X that cryptos will have their place in Argentina under certain conditions. So there you go. And although imperfect, this bill thus reflects Malay's desire to make Argentina a welcoming land for the crypto ecosystem, a matter to be closely followed in parliament in the coming weeks. So there you have it, family. What are your thoughts on Javier Milei? I'd love to know. Do you think he will eventually make some sort of declaration to adopt Bitcoin in his country, kind of like Bukele following that blueprint of El Salvador? Let me know your thoughts. Shout out to CoosDogged66. Appreciate you joining the HODL gang, helping support the show by becoming a member of the channel. Cheers, family. But we got to get to our next story of the day, okay? We got a lot to cover. Let's discuss this $60,000 target, then we'll discuss the Bitcoin halving, then a $2.3 million target, followed by the latest from Arthur Hayes and his $1 million price target. So here we go. Let me get to the correct article here. 60,000 Bitcoin incoming if this happens, according to crypto analyst Kevin Svensson. So here's what he had to share. If Bitcoin's weekly closes above resistance, this would give us a sign that the market is starting to favor the bullish side, that the bulls have the control, which gives us reason to have bullish bias. So if that does occur and the price is able to run towards the wick high at close to 49 eventually, whether that takes 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if we get up to that wick high and you actually get a break above that level, then all the positions that are still short are considered trapped liquidity because they have no choice anymore. The price is above the high wick and all of their positions are underwater and there is nowhere else to go, which lands us at over 60,000 per Bitcoin. That is the target for the setup. This theoretical trap liquidity setup is for the bullish side. So there you have it. He lays out the $60,000 scenario. Let me know if you agree or disagree. He also says that several other factors favor the bullish bias for the King Crypto, as he shares here. If we don't break 49, the current high for the past 22 months, then the setup is not really there. If we are able to do that, that's likely going to give us quick momentum because it creates a lot of market inefficiencies. And when there's multiple factors playing in, we have the trending market, the higher lows, the high degree of demand for Bitcoin, which is right now. I mean, there's a lot of factors that begin to play into this major move that could take place on a break of 49,000, could easily land us up there at around 60 G. But the other factor that I am thinking about too is the psychological factor, which is that most people are going to want to be invested before the halving. Anybody that knows about Bitcoin, that knows about the halving, that's been watching the news recently, they're probably going to want to buy before the halving. Very well said. If you understand what happens every four-year cyclical cycle called the Bitcoin halving event, you'd want to position yourself before the halving so you can ride the wave all the way to the top, if you know what I mean. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his analysis of 60,000 potentially income in family. And by what month do you feel that can likely play out? Holla at your boy. Next story of the day. Let's discuss this Bitcoin halving. The headline reads, is 150,000 Bitcoin feasible in the next halving? Well, let's see what the experts have to say. With the next Bitcoin halving set to be 75 days away now, experts are starting to provide their lofty predictions regarding how high Bitcoin can surge following the reduction of the block rewards. The Bitcoin block halving has historically given way to some of the most outrageous bull markets in this lifetime. And experts suggest the fourth halving will be no different, with price predictions ranging from 150 to 250,000 per coin and post-halving gains. Let's go. One thing most traders agree on is that Bitcoin is most likely to see an all-time high following the halving at the very least. And with the bullish sentiment seeping into the industry again, traders are turning their attention to newly emerging alternatives that could potentially explode and provide higher returns than Bitcoin following the block halving event. Let's discuss Bitcoin here. With the block halving scheduled to take place at block height of 840,000, the event is now roughly 75 days away. Calculators like WatcherGuru predicted to occur on April 20th, and the other countdown that we shared earlier is predicting it happening on April 18th. It could be a few days sooner or later than those predicted dates, as it all depends upon the block reward, just FYI. The Bitcoin halving is a hard-coded event in Bitcoin that slashes the block reward received by the miners in half, significantly reducing the numbers of new Bitcoins which enter the market. The block halving makes it harder to mine Bitcoin, making it a scarce commodity. The previous block halving occurred in 2020, where the block reward was slashed from 12.5 BTC to 6.25. The upcoming block halving event will see that block reward slash from 6.25 Bitcoin to 3.125 BTC per block. Now for some of these predictions. The block halving is seen as a strong bullish catalyst because the influx of Bitcoin entering the open market is significantly reduced, making it much harder to find Bitcoins to buy. So how is Mr. Larry Fink and BlackRock going to continue to accumulate 70,000 Bitcoin in the next 3 weeks when there's just less and less supply available? Can you say supply shock? As a result, the experts are now starting to provide their predictions about where Bitcoin might be going following the halving. One expert believes Bitcoin will soar as high as 170,000 following the halving. This is the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, founder of Skybridge Capital. I cover this in great detail, this specific prediction. I think that was two episodes ago. So if you missed it, be sure to check it out. So yeah, he's anticipating 170,000, quoting him here. The day the halving of Bitcoin, or the day Bitcoin halves, multiply it by four and 18 months later, it can be uncanny. That's been the price of Bitcoin. So using 50,000 as the base figure, the Mooch multiplies this by four to reach 200,000 per coin, with 170,000 as his conservative estimate. So that's his bearish scenario. So regardless of how high the Bitcoin price goes, the majority of the traders in the sector believe an all-time high will occur following the halving. Why do we believe that? Because every halving that has come before us, this is what has happened. In 2012 halving, 2013 all-time high, 2016 halving, 2017 all-time high, 2020 halving, 2021 current all-time high. A recent survey of over 10,000 crypto traders revealed that 84% believe the Bitcoin will exceed the previous all-time high in the next bull run. Now, of course, I'm going to agree with that 100%. Now, what are your thoughts, family? Let me know. And of course, some people are even more bullish on Bitcoin. And I want to discuss some of these other bullish predictions we have covered on the show. Samson Mao says we can hit $1 million per coin in a matter of days or weeks. Just like that, out of nowhere. Max Kaiser has been calling for 220,000 as a short-term target for a very long time as well. I don't think you can put a cap on where Bitcoin can go because we're living in unprecedented times, unprecedented levels of debt, and also unprecedented levels of corruption. And now we have technology shining the light on those dark forces. And I think more and more people are starting to wake up as nation states continue to wake up around the world. So let me know your thoughts. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest from ARK Invest and their recommended Bitcoin allocation strategy. The headline right here, give me a second, you should be able to see it on your screen. The headline reads, Bitcoin at 2.3 million, ARK Invest doesn't exclude this. Let's break it down. And shout out to every broski's favorite person in crypto, the one and only Kathy Wood. In its Big Ideas 2024 report, ARK Invest has unveiled significant insights. And shout out Barack, I appreciate the super family. You're the man. Insights into the future of Bitcoin, suggesting an optimal allocation proportion of 19.4% within the global investment portfolio. So this is recommended directly by ARK Invest. This marks a substantial increase from the 0.5% allocation observed in 2015, indicating growing recognition of Bitcoin's role in the broader investment landscape. And Kathy Wood herself, in an interview, I shared this on the show maybe 2 weeks ago, she personally has over 25% of her investment portfolio allocated into Bitcoin. So of course it would make sense she's going to recommend 19% allocation, no longer that 0.5%. Why? Because Bitcoin's a proven thing. Now we got the institutions, family. The report posits that allocating just 1% of the 250 trillion global investable asset base to Bitcoin could potentially drive its price to 120,000 per coin. However, the more noteworthy projection arises with a 19.4% allocation, forecasting a potential price of 2.3 million. Per coin. So yeah, we get more bullish. While these figures may raise eyebrows, they underscore the evolving perception of Bitcoin as a legitimate asset class. Quoting Kathy Wood, what's the big idea? ARK's research is full of big ideas that will transform our lives and inform investment decisions. Take a look at how quickly the 14 technologies around which ARK has centered its research and investments are evolving and converging into the big ideas 2024. And if you want to read the actual ARK Invest report, I have this article resource where you can find the report from ARK Invest. It's a PDF. You can find it in the show notes below the video in the description. And just FYI, every episode, all the article sources I'm quoting and reading from, I always include in the show notes below the video in the description, free to reference. So yeah, this is a pretty big deal. Highlighting key catalysts for Bitcoin in 2024, the report places a spotlight on the upcoming halving expected in April. This event occurring approximately every 4 years, which we discussed earlier. The forthcoming halving will reduce Bitcoin's inflation rate from 1.8% to 0.9%, potentially absolutely influencing its value. Basic stock to flow, supply demand, right? Institutional acceptance also emerges as a crucial factor, with ARK anticipating a shift in perception from viewing Bitcoin as a speculative instrument to recognizing it as a strategic investment in diversified portfolios. Notably, influential figures such as Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, has signaled a change in stance towards Bitcoin's potential as a flight to quality. That's right. The ultimate flight to quality, the ultimate hedge against inflation, the ultimate hedge against deflation, the ultimate insurance policy, as per Kathy Wood's own words. Look no further than BTC. Now, also, I remind you, BlackRock, a few years back, they published an article like a study, kind of like ARK Invest publishes their studies, and they recommended 84.9% Bitcoin allocation in a portfolio. So BlackRock is extremely bullish on Bitcoin, hence why they're holding on to over 70,000 BTC right now, and they're just getting started. But anyways, family, now let's dive into our featured story of the day. Bitcoin to explode by over 2,200%, surpassing $1 million per coin, predicts the BitMEX founder, Arthur Hayes, and explains why. So let's break this baby down. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Pump the likes to help pump the stream. BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes, just blaze, is predicting that one catalyst will cause Bitcoin to soar to seven figures. If you'd love to see a seven-figure Bitcoin price action, holla at your boy. He tells his followers on X that a decline in commercial property prices may soon prompt the Federal Reserve to inject liquidity into the markets to prop up the economy. He highlights a new Bloomberg article that shows Japan's Azora Bank and New York Community Bank Corp have racked up big losses due to the weakening U.S. commercial property sector. Hayes predicts an increase in liquidity, which generally cause risk assets like Bitcoin to rally, which will cause the king crypto to eventually hit 1 million per coin. Quoting him here, what did the Fed and the Treasury do the last time the U.S. property prices plunged and bankrupt banks globally? Money printer go, brrr, Bitcoin equals 1 million. Send it. And Hayes believes that commercial property weakens, plus the latest banking troubles could force the Fed and the U.S. Treasury to loosen monetary policy sooner rather than later. Even though Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday a Fed rate cut is unlikely in March. And a quick shout out to Fresh. He says, kombucha on me. I appreciate the super family. Love and light. Quoting Jay Powell. And bad Burl Yellen. Well, I guess this is quoting, what's his name? Arthur Hayes. He says, J-Pow and bad girl Yellen, Miss Binance, will be printing money very soon. NYCB announced a surprise loss driven by loan loss reserves rising 10x versus estimates. Guess the banks ain't fixed. 10-year and 2-year yields plunge, signaling the market expects some sort of renewed bankster bailout to fix the rot. Now he's talking about the bank term funding program and discount window won't help the commercial real estate, and multifamily residential loans are not eligible collateral yet. So expect Bitcoin to swoon a bit. But if NYCB and a few others dump it into the weekend, expect a new bailout right quick, then Bitcoin off to the races, just like March 2023, price action. So there you have it. And reading his actual tweet right here, I guess I actually just kind of read it to you from the article, but here's where he actually clarified that. I'm actually going to retweet this. You can see he got 200,000 views, but I'd love to know your thoughts regarding Mr. Just Blaze, Arthur Hayes, along with his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. Can you see Bitcoin climbing another 2,200% from here? Holla at your boy and let me know. And also a reminder that the Stock to Flow is predicting that the Bitcoin price be hovering between $100,000 and $1 million per coin between this upcoming halving in 3 months, scheduled to take place in April, and between the next halving in 2028, which is pretty lit as well. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.